This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. On the theory that it is good to understand why things that are in the news are happening, let us begin today with a brief disquisition from Fed Chair Jay Powell about its announcement today that sooner rather than later, perhaps a lot sooner, the Fed is going to start cutting back on some of the help it has been giving this economy the past year and a half, specifically what has come to be called tapering, the Fed gradually slowing down its bond purchases.
The test for beginning our taper is that we've achieved substantial further progress toward our goals of inflation and maximum employment.
That's what Powell and the Fed have been saying all year, substantial further progress, and we are getting there.
And for inflation, we appear to have achieved more than significant progress. Substantial further progress. So that part of the test is achieved, in my view, and in the view of many others.
I mean, we've talked about inflation, right? You and I, no need to review.
So the question is really on the maximum employment test.
Yes, Mr. Powell, yes it is.
I guess my own view would be that the substantial further progress test for employment is all but met.
Others on the Federal Open Market Committee differ in degree, not really in substance, which is to say the taper is close.
And so once we've met those two tests, once the committee decides that they've met, and that could come as soon as the next meeting.
Next meeting, by the way, is the first week of November. But look, everything Powell said today is great and important to understand because what the Fed does affects basically everything in this economy. But as we like to say around here, you got to make me give a darn. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour got that assignment today.
March of 2020, lockdowns came to the U.S., and so did an overwhelming sense of anxiety.
Markets were not functioning very well.
Randy Krosner is a former Fed governor and an econ professor at University of Chicago.
There was so much tumult that the Fed felt it needed to make sure that the pandemic health crisis didn't turn into a financial crisis.
So the Fed started basically printing money and using it to buy bonds. Ken Kuttner is a professor of economics at Williams College.
$80 billion a month in treasury bonds and $40 billion a month in mortgage-backed securities.
$120 billion a month, every month, to this day, basically artificially propping up the price of bonds. But of all things to prop up, why bonds?
The intention was to push down long-term interest rates.
Driving up bond prices has the effect of lowering their interest rates, and in turn, lowering lots of other connected interest rates in the economy. Interest rates you might just care about.
Lower the borrowing costs of households on their mortgages, for example, and lower the costs of corporations to borrow by issuing their debt.
This whole operation has kept a lot of people's mortgage rates down. It's been keeping some companies afloat. It's been a fire hose on the financial fire of this pandemic. And soon, it's going to start turning off. Eric Stein is Chief Investment Officer for Fixed Income at Eaton Vance.
People should care because, you know, there are effects on the economy if it's done incorrectly.
The Fed doesn't want to abandon a fragile economy too soon. And the last time the Fed tapered off stimulus, markets were caught off guard and had a meltdown, and they called it a taper tantrum. But the Fed has to shut off the faucet eventually, or it could risk serious inflation. So it's been talking about it a lot.
They don't want to spook the market, and they're not entirely sure about the pace of the economic recovery. And I think that's what's leading to this back and forth and talking about tapering.
Turn off the fire hose too soon, and the fire's not out. Turn it off too late, and you flood the whole neighborhood. That is why we care about tapering. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.